This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about an upcoming golf outing with Hunters Helping Lenawee. I'm so happy to have on the program to talk more about that is Paula Trettman, who is the Executive Vice President of the Lenawee Community Foundation. Paula, welcome back.
Thank you, Dale. Thanks for having me.
And also glad to have back on the program once again Mike Houghton, who is the program manager for Hunters Helping Lenawee. Mike, it's good to have you back once again, my friend.
Thank you, Dale. I'm glad to be back again. I always enjoy it.
First of all, let's talk first about what Hunters Helping Lenawee is all about first. And I don't know who wants to take point on this. Mike, you want to take a point on this
and
explain?
Yep, happily. So Hunters Helping Lenawee is a program within the Lenawee Community Foundation that we work with local hunters, and we receive donated venison and donated deer from them that we turn around and use our local processors to turn into venison that we can then distribute across all of Lenawee County. And we've hit every community in Lenawee County over the years to help out food banks and folks that are in need. So that's the basic rundown of it.
And this continues to grow, doesn't it, Mike?
It does. We had 2 years ago, we had a record-setting year. We weren't sure how we were going to do last year. And then last year, we blew it out of the water and had a fantastic year. And it was another record-setting year. So we're really excited to see what this season holds for us.
Plus, Paula, this is something that really, truly, as Mike mentioned, benefits Lenawee County with the food situation.
Absolutely. It provides healthy, lean protein to our local food pantries and food programs. It is a free resource to them, right? The Lenawee Community Foundation raises dollars through our Hunters Helping Lenawee program to pay for the processing. And our processors are very generous. They give us a nice discount to process this, and then the food pantries and the food meal programs go and pick it up. And I always tell people this is my favorite thing. We are the match.com for venison in Lenawee County. So we find out a venison and then we find a place for it to go and find homes. And that's really the genesis to feed people in our community.
Yeah. And it's so important because that need doesn't go away, does it?
It does not. Lenawee County has almost 30% of our families are ALICE families, which is asset limited, income constrained, and employed. So people who are working but still struggling to make ends meet, you know, one bill away, one, you know, furnace breaking, one car repair from being in a dire straits.
Yeah.
And so this being able to receive services, this program helping to provide the protein, just sometimes is a miracle on plates.
Yeah. And like you said, you had a record year last year, didn't you, Mike?
We did. It was phenomenal. You know, when you have a great year like we did 2 years ago, you think, man, is this kind of the pinnacle? And then last year just blew it out of the water, which was fantastic. And it was really cool to see. You know, Paula and I have been with the program since it started, and I think this is year 16 now?
Yes.
Yes, 16 years. So when we started it 16 years ago, you know, we were very happy to have a couple hundred pounds,
yeah,
which we thought was pretty cool at the time. And then last year we had over 13,000 pounds, which looking back on it and looking at the history of it, like we were talking one time, is just it's just amazing. It just goes to show you the amount of support and the generosity of the hunters within the county that once they hear about it, and it grows every year, you know, but once they hear about it, they just want to help and they just want to help out, which is fantastic.
Which leads me to the fact that obviously with the growth in the amount of food that was raised, the venison that was raised, means that there are a lot more hunters that are jumping on board and helping out, Mike.
Yes. And, you know, every year I feel like we have more people involved. The DNR has helped us out every year, which has been fantastic. We have some really great DNR officers that have helped us since the beginning. But every year, you know, it seems like our Facebook page grows. I've had more contacts with people. I've had people reach out sooner. Not just when hunting season starts to fire up, there's people reaching out. And then tied in with this, you know, it grows every year in every aspect of the program, whether it's the marketing or people being involved or just help.
Mm-hmm.
But the need grows as well. So we've been able to keep up with it, but it grows every year. So we always say, okay, this year we got to step it up just a little bit more. So, but that ties in with, you know, we sat down, and this will be our fourth year for it, but we sat down and said, well, what can we do fundraiser-wise to help out the program? And that's where the golf outing comes into play.
Okay, let's talk about that. The fourth annual golf outing, and when is that going to be?
September 27th, 2026, at the Tecumseh Golf Club.
Okay. And the shotgun start then?
It is at 1 o'clock, and we would love to have anybody join us. You can join individually, or if you have a team, we will do our best to add you to a team if you want to join. I am not a golfer. I just volunteer there at the dance.
Yeah. I was going to say, neither
am
I, Paul. So we're in the same boat there.
I don't even want to drive the cart.
But this is something that you don't have to be a hunter to be able to participate in this golf tournament,
absolutely
right,
not.
Mike?
No, not at all. I mean, I'm not a golfer, but I own golf clubs. So, I mean, it's literally one of those deals that if you just want to help out the program, it's a fun day. Everything about it's enjoyable. The Tecumseh Golf Club and Kevin Osworth do a fantastic job getting everything together and organizing it. And the biggest thing is this is our main fundraiser. This is, you know, our big one for the year that kind of kicks off the season, but then it carries us through as well, too.
Sure. So what does the day entail then on September the 27th?
So basically, you know, you get registered. We sold out last year. We're hoping to sell out again this year.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, that was pretty phenomenal as well. You basically just show up, and we'll have goodie bags for everybody, and it's a shotgun start, so you'll get assigned your hole. You literally go play 9 holes, and then we have lunch at the turn, and then you finish up your 9 holes, and then we have some food afterwards. They're silent. Your prototypical golf outing, we have, you know, silent auction. Mm-hmm. We have the silent part. We have raffle tickets. We have some door prizes, you know, and it's primarily just that case of, you know, people just help out and show up and play golf. And again, you don't have to be a hunter. If you like playing golf, then we just appreciate the support.
Absolutely, because of the fact that the support is so much needed in order to be able to continue this program, Paula.
Absolutely. This is a critical year. Mike talked about 2 years ago, we had around 5,000 pounds. That was double the year before. Last year, 13,000 pounds was more than double the year before.
Yeah.
And our coffers are low. We won't make it this season unless we raise more money. We know that it's a need. Our agencies need it. The people in our community need it. We want to make sure the people in our community are fed.
Yeah. So it's so important to be able to get those teams registered then, Mike.
Yeah. It's, you know, I always view it as we knock it out of the park every year, and then we wrap up the season. We have our end of season meeting, and we say, okay, that was fantastic. We helped a ton of people. Let's look forward to next year, and let's see what's going to happen. And every year, like Paula said, I mean, the need doesn't go away. It increases, and that just requires the need for more support.
Absolutely. So is there a cutoff date? I mean, that you're looking at, you're wanting to say, you know, we need to know about how many teams or who is registered at this point.
I don't
or
believe
not.
So. Like last year, we filled up. I think it was maybe the week of. But it's when it's full, it's full.
Yeah.
But we don't have a set cutoff date for it.
Okay.
But we can, as it gets closer, we can market it. You know, we always use our Facebook page to market information and pass that along. So we can do that if we're starting to get close.
Sure.
My heart would love to sell out by August 31st. just saying, anybody's listening and wants to sign up sooner rather than later.
Yeah, yeah. So, That is true. Yeah.
Or if you'd like to sponsor, I get it. I'm not a golfer. My husband and I make a donation because he golfs, but we were busy that day, or he was busy that day. So being able, any donation helps, and we're happy to have it. Even if you don't want to golf or aren't a hunter, we're happy to help you. And we are a 501c3, so it's tax deductible to the extent you are able to do that, but we're always happy to help people find a place to put dollars to good work.
Yeah.
We've had people too that don't golf and don't hunt, but they've donated items that we've been able to use in the silent auctions or the raffles or things like that. So,
sure.
You know, we try to, anybody that wants to help, we're more than happy for it because we can utilize it some way, shape, or form.
Okay, so if we have people out there saying, I like the idea, I want to be able to help out, let's make sure that we keep our friends and neighbors being able to get that protein, how can I help? What's the best way for them to be able to volunteer then, Mike?
They can call us.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yep, no, you're good.
Sorry. We're not new at this. We've done this before.
Yeah, yeah.
But they can call the Lenawee Community Foundation office, and I'll give it real quick. It's 263-4696. Because we do need – last year, we were able to engage the volunteers from Clinton High School. We have people who are out helping with the service and things like that, and registration and all those kinds of things. So we could use some volunteer help if people are interested. Or if they want to make a donation, they can do that. We also need volunteers who help pick up venison and deliver it out county sometimes. Many of our food pantries in Lenawee County are all volunteer run.
Sure.
And sometimes it's hard for them to get into, you know, we have our processors in Clinton and Britton and Adrian and Tipton.
Yep.
So I had to think about all those places. Yep. And so sometimes it's hard for them to get there and pick up the venison during their business hours. But we engage volunteers that way too. We've been very lucky. Lenawee County is amazing.
I keep saying that every single year, Paula. You know that.
Yes.
Lenawee County is the best place when it comes to people helping out and volunteering and making donations as well. Knowing that it's going to be helping people right here in Lenawee County, I think is a big thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So they can make those donations, for example, not only for volunteering, but also making the donations like the helping out with the silent auction and the auction items too.
Yeah, we have had items donated before, like heaters, hunting equipment, anything that, you know, you think people would be interested in that maybe ties, whether it's golf related or hunting related, any items like that, you know, we've been able to utilize and get into place, which helps. I mean, every little bit helps.
Absolutely.
We also had a spa basket last year. So you don't have to be so practical,
yes,
Mike.
Yes, that's true. That's true. We did
fun.
Have both ends of the spectrum. We had a bass fishing trip, I believe, that we had a spa basket. So we covered every aspect.
Both ends of the spectrum,
yes,
there, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, exactly.
Which is all right.
Yes, yes.
That's right.
So I want to make sure that, though, but to your point, Paula, is that probably the sooner the better if you want to be able to participate in this and make sure that, you know, you do have a spot there in the golf outing then, right, Mike?
Yeah, we've had, I think I received 3 registration confirmations yesterday. So usually what happens is, you know, they start pouring in. But it, again, for planning purposes, like Paula said, we always appreciate it the sooner rather than later, because then that allows us to kind of plan ahead a little bit and get everything in place.
Kind of stepping aside a little bit from the golf outing, you mentioned earlier about hunters, you know, joining up more and more every single year and even more earlier. If we have hunters out there that are listening right now that said, I would like to be able to help out in this, what's the best way for them to be able to get themselves in line then for this year?
So basically, you know, we have a Facebook page that was pretty active. It gets really active, of course, during hunting season.
Sure.
We have all the flyers for the golf outing are on there. There's a QR code that's shown on the flyer. All the contact information is there as well. It has all the sponsorship information if you're interested in sponsoring a hole or a cart. We try to really keep the information flow updated and active all the time. So pretty much if they need some information, they can go to the Facebook page. And then there's also a section on the Community Foundation webpage, too, that has a lot of information as well, too. And it, again, they can always call the Community Foundation, too, and speak to somebody there.
Which that phone number is?
263-4696.
Excellent. And again, let's reiterate the day and time of the golf outing in itself. Okay. Paula?
It is September 27th, and the shotgun start is at 1, so please come a little early. But it's a great day, and we're excited. I think our plan this year is to have chili afterwards.
Oh, there you go.
Like
perfect.
A chili cookout at the
ooh,
end.
Ooh.
Venison, right?
Yeah.
That's
yep.
who we are.
Yep.
So that's our plan.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
It's the first time doing that.
Yeah.
So.
I think it's a great idea.
Yep.
Yeah. Why not?
That's we talked about it last year. Like, well, let's implement that.
Yeah.
So there we go.
And again, this is to benefit the people who need that extra protein to be able to have that extra bit to be able to help out with their meal plans here in Lenawee County, Paula.
Absolutely. 30% of our families, right, are people who are working and just need a little help. And this is a little help that can help them make it to the next paycheck, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a hand up. It truly is a hand up.
Yeah. Well, let's make this another banner year. Mike.
I feel like it's got the potential to do it. I'm really excited about it. And, you know, piggybacking Paula's point, the one thing that I love about this is we hit every single community in Lenawee County. And over the years, everybody has benefited from this. It's not just one section or north, south, east, or west. Everybody has benefited within the county. And I think that's one really cool aspect of the program.
Absolutely. I think so, too. Well, thanks so much for being on the program. And like I said, much success again this year. And let's make it another banner year for the Hunters Helping Lenawee, and especially with the golf outing on September the 27th. So Paula Trentman, who is the Executive Vice President of the Lenawee Community Foundation, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Dale.
As well as Mike Houghton, who is the Program Manager for Hunters Helping Lenawee. Thanks so much for all that you do, Mike.
Dale, thank you. I really appreciate you having us on all the time.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.